we gather here together in your presence. As we gather here together in your presence, as your people, we acknowledge and remember the works of your hands, your purpose and plan, your word through the ages, like an anchor for all time, as one we sing, he who has promised will be faithful, he who has promised will be true. Here together in your presence, as your people, we acknowledge and remember the works of your hands, your purpose and plan, your word through the ages, like an anchor for all time. As one we sing, he who has promised will be faithful. He who has promised will be true. He who has begun a good work will complete it. To take up something that seems improbable, impossible, and offer that to the Lord. Ask the Lord, who is the one who has promised to be faithful, to speak into that situation, to give you perspective in that situation. Just take a moment. I'll stop talking. Take a moment. Offer up that situation to God right now.
Story. But years, so I'm gonna keep it going. You know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like I just like heard a sermon, and I saw him just having said the prayers of the people. And you know, it's it just struck me that was the song that we sang. And I don't know, a couple months ago, maybe Bruce Hansen, who is JJ Hansen's husband, gave a sermon about like how can we look around and see that the world is as it is, and, like thinking about Palestine. Israel. And you know, we've been in this sermon series about faith, and faith is believing that, as Bruce proclaimed, that the work that Jesus did is done. The work that Jesus did is done. And if you're like me, or maybe like, you know, maybe a lot of people, I hope I'm not alone, and that's really hard to believe sometimes. I mean, I know I'm about to give a sermon, but I would really commend for you to go listen to that sermon again and be reminded that the work of Jesus is done, and the faith that we're trying to get our hands around, that is the faith that we just need God to come and build and shape in us. The faith that it's done. And this world as we see it, and as heart and soul crushing as it is, that's the faith that we believe in. So I'll start with reading the passage. I was not going to do that part. So, sometimes it's good. I can just go with it, or I do. I actually learned from meeting with the preaching team that I'm one of the only people who does not write down word for word what I'm going to say. Now, that may come as surprising, or not surprising to you, depending on how many of these you've heard me give. But, you know, I always have like a loose what I'm going to do anyway. So, you know, it's all right. So this passage is from Hebrews. We heard it before. I think we heard the NIV version. This is the NRSV updated. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord. Sorry, I'm like old school. When I read a scripture, I gotta say, this is the word of the Lord at the end of it. So we've been in this a sermon series about faith perspectives. And, you know, actually I got this verse, a month and a half ago. And I was like, oh, you know, this is like, I haven't like read this one in a while. I don't know about you. I mean, maybe those Bible and IBD readers, maybe you're in Hebrews. I don't know. You're still in the begats and the this and the that. I haven't like read it in a while. And then, like on the first week of this sermon series, we had Elaine was up here, and she was talking about going to this pastor's dinner, or new people's dinner, or new people's pastor's dinner, and I don't know. But I don't know what the title was, but she brought up this very verse. And I was like, all right, go Elaine. She's like laying the groundwork already. And she was saying just how like she was having a hard time. You know, it was like there was a lot of obstacles to get into this dinner. And it was like she was biting and raining and like, oh, like who wants to go through all that? She could just stay home with, you know, with her family and then not have to go through all that trouble. And then she was like, talked about how grateful and glad that she was that she did persevere and overcome those barriers and that would prevent us and hold her back from attending and, you know, meeting together. She was not neglecting to meet together. And I think that was, I remember hearing that and being like, oh my gosh, like sermon done. I'll just replay that like a little sharing time. But I think that it was a good reminder and an invitation because that person that is in the habit of song, that's me. I am, you may not believe it, but I am a very introverted person. I really enjoy being by myself. And thank you, sister. I, it's like really taxing for me to chit chat with people. And it's hard for me personally to connect with people. It feels very vulnerable. And it's just like all these things that I think in my mind, I don't like doing that. And then, but like, then when I do it, like Elaine shared, I'm like really glad that I did. And I'm also glad that, like, you know, I'm giving this sermon about, you know, I feel like we've had a lot of kind of hard topics, like faith and hard times. Like, you know, Tim did that one. That's like really hard. It is hard to have faith in hard times. And, you know, we're in our personal hard times, but then there's also things like broad hard times, which is also, again, I'm not sure about all of you, but I definitely feel like we're all faced in hard times situations. So it's like very timely, but it's like very costly to have, to endeavor to be faithful in hard times. And, you know, we heard a sermon from Bishop Oldham's, Danny's dad, about praying and having, you know, prayer for the faith, pray faith for the prayers that we pray, and faith in action. Danny gave us a sermon about that, about not just sitting, you know, we don't have any works, and faith without works is dead. And in all of these things, faith and trusting in God's promises and not being anxious, and all these things, it's like, yeah, faith is the answer to those. But I don't know how to make myself do all of those things. When I'm paralyzed by inaction or depressed or feeling anxious, which is like not my actual go-to emotion, mine is definitely being depressed. It's really impossible for me to manufacture something. It's really hard for me to manufacture effort and to go out and do it. It's hard for me to manufacture, like, I'm just going to wake up at this time and I'm just going to pray every day. And that somehow this like formula, I'm going to apply this and it's just going to happen. And all that striving and trying so hard for me I have not found that that has produced faith. I want faith in hard times to be an outpouring of the work that God has already done. Much like, you know, Bruce's sermon, that's the work that's already done, and I'm going to receive the faith, and it's going to be working in me. It's not something that I have to be like, okay, I just, you know, go do this thing. And I think that the way that faith, that the work that God has done, and the way that God builds and authors faith in individuals and in a church community, I think that happens in a community. We are, I'm super lucky in that I'm getting the sermon on faith and community, and already you guys have not been elected to meet together. That's who you are. Meeting together. So job done. You know, who knew? I was like, so good. But we're all already here. And, you know, we probably have like a lot of, we didn't all have the same obstacles getting here. You know, some people are not introverts and really are energetic and love being with other people. And that's really good too. And so how do we do all the things that we've been talking about? When you say